The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Thursday morning, come on,
James. James,
getting this Thursday started, baby, on AM 970, The Answer. Piscopo in the morning. Here we go. Hit. That's the man right there. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It is 9:06 on AM 970, The Answer. I love James, James, and James, man. I still watch that. I just discovered that 2002 video of James Brown and Luciano Pavarotti in Rome for Pavarotti's charity, which James Brown is a must-watch. It's you could just go Google that. I mean, unbelievable. And James going right up against the greatest, vocalist of our time, aside from Frank Sinatra. Thank you, Luciano Pavarotti. And I met Pavarotti once. So, you know, I'm so old, I've actually met Pavarotti. I met Henry Kissinger. I see John Katzimatidis has Henry on, Henry Kissinger on. But Pavarotti, I went and I met him, and he was not doing well. It was toward the end, and he was... like he had a look in his eyes like, please don't come over, please don't come close to me, you know. And I just went, hi, Maestro, how are you? Great, great. I just wanted to meet Pavarotti, and I did, because he really was a spectacular story. Hey, Joe on the radio, there's a lot to get into this morning. Larry Elder is going to join us. A little bit about Larry, speaks the truth, you know. We're going to talk about Dante Wright. We'll talk about what's going on, the charges against Officer Kim Potter now. You know, she's got second degree homicide charges against her. And what's going to happen with the George Floyd case? And now everything, and there's constant rioting. There's constant rioting going on. The president, they got him in the Oval Office yesterday, and he just rambles, and it with no energy in his voice. I hope he's okay. I really do. But he starts talking about Dante Wright, about George Floyd, and doesn't talk about the rioting. Doesn't talk about everybody's got to stop burning down the cities. Because, but with the Capitol, they keep going back to the Capitol, the worst day in history. So you tell me why they won't address the burning of cities in across America, and this time it's Minneapolis that won't stop. It's just aggravating, you know. And now packing the court, that's the big news. They're trying to put four more Supreme Court justices in. You know, what am I going to tell you? Donald Trump broke the record. He had three. Was it a record? I'm not sure. But he went one, two, three. And it was great. Kavanaugh, you know, and Barrett, Gorsuch, and we were so excited. Those of us who believe in the country, America first, here you go. What did they do? Now, all these election laws that were marginally inappropriate, I'm being kind, yet the Supreme Court's virtually not hearing them. I mean, in most cases, Justice Roberts, and it was so funny, Congressman Gottheimer busted my chops saying, oh, we like Justice Roberts, you know, because he's a Democrat, of course. Justice Roberts, what has this guy done? So once you put in the people you think are going to, you know, vote for America, they don't. They just turn their back and they run for the hills, except for Clarence Thomas. He's the only one who actually stands strong, for those of us who believe in the country, you know. know. Everybody else is just like this regressive socialist communist takeover. That's the way I'm feeling anymore. They just want to just rip America apart. They really do. I mean, am I being overdramatic here? But now, so anyway, now when there's an extra four Supreme Court justices, what does that do? Why do we need Congress? Why do you need a senator? Why do you need a congressperson? Because you can go right to the court, you know, as a organization. You have to try to put a law through Congress anymore. You know, it's so partisan down there. It makes me just nauseous the way they're doing it. And now with the rioting, they won't address the rioting. They won't at least address what's going on down there. And even I'm reading here now, a CNN crew was chased away by a violent mob Wednesday night. Now you know they're off the charts. Even you got the communists, the communist network, CNN, in my opinion, you know, and now they got people out of the way. And then what's going to happen? They're throwing bottles at the cops. And now when they're chasing away a CNN crew, why? Why is that? So we'll see what's going on with all this. We got a lot to get into. 877-970-2999. And then me. It's only me. My life story. This was it this morning. I was like, it was last night. I got one thing after another thing after another thing. And everything's great. And I'm going, okay, let me just try to put everything in order. And then there's a leak like in the bathroom, you know, from the shower, I guess. And I go, oh my gosh. So now it's wet on the floor. I told you this earlier. This is the most irritating to me. And you ever get your socks wet? Isn't that the worst? When you step in water and your sock, you can't wear the socks because they're wet. Wet socks is just one of the things. That's my first world problem, by the way. So now I'm in there trying to clean it up. I take Clorox. I don't mess around. I don't know where the pipe is from. I'm skewering and scouring the floor with Clorox, you know, and I'm in wet socks. So I'm walking around. Then I go to take off. I said this earlier. You know, you try to take off your sock with your other shoe, with your other foot, rather. You just put your one foot over the tip of the sock and you try to pull your foot out of the sock because you don't want to touch the wet sock. You know, you do that. So I'm boom, I'm like that. And now I go to flick the sock off. Boink. And it goes right into the John. Boom! Right into the John, my side. It was like, and I wanted to go to bed. I was so tired, you know? It was like, only me. And I went, oh my gosh. It was like one of those days. So now I got to just go, I don't know.
What happened?
Well, it's probably just a leak or something. But the fact is, now I got to get the fish out of the toilet bowl,
then get it downstairs. You got to wash it. I get it. I'm sorry.
I'm not washing. No, that sock's thrown that sock away. There's no
hope for
that. What are
you talking
about? Oh, done. Forget a sock.
Hot water and bleach.
No. And every towel that I use to clean it up, I'm throwing out. I'm just
throwing it out. Oh, come on. Really?
Sorry.
Oh, wow.
I don't want the germs. So anyway. But they, again, first world problems.
Are you calling the GM up at Walmart to get some new towels and socks?
No, I'm going to get them. I'll get to my pillow towels.
Oh, those they're the best. They're
aren't
the best.
They great, though?
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. They work for fat people like me. They dry everything off. It's fantastic. I highly recommend them.
I won't throw those out. I'll hold on to those.
Nice. And oh, I see. Okay.
Now I'm worried about, and there's news. There's a lot of news, you know, but I worry about Joe Sebelia because the kid's quarantining, and he's quarantining.
Still alive, Joe.
I'm hanging in here.
Okay.
But you know,
I don't have any wet socks, thankfully. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. But you're not feeling great, and that is a red flag to me. I'm just saying, it's a red flag. And when you go to a doctor and you say, "Can I get my test?" He had to try to persuade the doctor. He had to, assault, but did you have to grovel?
No,
you had to grovel with the doctor?
That would be me. Not just
you me. would take
punch the guy in the face.
I want the PCR test now. I want it now. Oh my god! But you finally got the PCR test. Now we'll see. But it's going to take like by 3-4 months. You should have the answer on all this.
Something like that.
He should have wore the Ace Rothstein glasses while he was in there. Will you or will you not give me the PCR test? That's what he should have done.
I'm not a sunglasses guy, but I would actually buy those off you, Joe.
Did you not, Senator, stay in my hotel? Did you or did you not? All right.
Yes.
I got these glasses when I did the laser thing. They gave you these glasses because they keep the sun out. It looks like those cataract glasses, but they're not like old fashioned like that. They look like De Niro's character in Casino.
Cataract glasses.
So I'm walking around, you know, and I drive a cataract, so it's okay.
By the way, Joe didn't want to really upset you this morning, but you know his friend did get it, and then he died. He doesn't want to panic you. But he got it.
I'm already looking for an urn.
I mean, really.
Well, no, what scared me is I had a buddy, and he was younger, and he was in shape.
Right.
And then he had the virus. He had this Wuhan situation, whatever they came up with over there. And then he was coughing and couldn't breathe. Now, I did not talk to him. I talked to him a week before, and he was perfectly fine. Hmm. Because if I talked to him, I would have said, get to a doctor. He started taking the Z-Pak. I don't think he took anything else, but he took the Z-Pak. He went to bed. He never got up.
Right. So, but we don't know the circumstances. Did he have an underlying condition?
Joe,
was he able to?
Okay. I'm just saying.
Oh boy. I mean, really, really. No, but listen. We don't know if he had underlying circumstances. We don't know if when he went to the doctor, if the doctor actually gave him a test.
He was a talk show host, producer.
No. But I'm just. What are you saying? They're trying to whack those people? I mean, you make it like you know. No, but what I'm saying is the doctor may have misdiagnosed him. There are a myriad of things that could have happened between him getting it and his dying.
But this is me. And call me and tell me I'm crazy because maybe I am crazy. I mean, I'll give you that. You know,
you're on death's door. Everything, the sock in the toilet, you're on death's door. That's it. No, it's over. I have no towels.
That's Ebola.
I can't shower. I'm going to freeze.
Ebola on the sock.
No, it's not Ebola. Would you stop?
I'm not going near
that. The toilet was probably cleaner than your regular water that comes into your house. Ooh. Probably nothing wrong.
Ooh. No, thank you.
All right.
But what I worry about is that people, why I think there's so many quote unquote COVID deaths is because they don't address it early on. I really believe that.
Well, is that they don't address it early on or is that the person who gets it, be it male or female, just says, no, I don't have it. Because I know of somebody that they thought their mom got a cold. She didn't go to the doctor and go to the hospital. She ended up developing COVID and died. So So again, I think the early symptoms of this is the same as a cold. So
that's what I'm saying with the kid. We're talking like he's not even there.
No, but I'm just saying it better to be safe than sorry. So Joe went and he got.
He's not going to die.
He's
doing a great job as a producer. He's not going to die.
I'm dying right now just listening to this.
Joe, can you find a replacement before you go?
Wow. I have a friend who's obsessed with game shows. That's terrible.
Joe, if you're in imminent danger of dying, can you just get a replacement first before you drop? We really need that.
Train him, you know.
Two things. Yeah. Take the PCR test and find the replacement ASAP because we don't want to lose.
Wow.
We don't.
What caring. I can't wait for his speech at his wake.
Will you please do my eulogy, Joe? Please.
I will. In what character?
He was a great kid.
Frank Sinatra. Yeah.
Dude is the whiner. I didn't want to come tonight.
I told him he was going to die. He wouldn't listen. Oh, we had hydroxychloroquine. He wouldn't take it.
Ira Gershwin. He should have had that. It would have been fine.
We joke, we kid, but I'm telling you what, I worry about you, man. So, you know what? You know what's frustrating? He can't even ask the doctor, get me hydroxychloroquine. You can't have that. Why? Why is there such a, you can't have that? Why is there such a, you can't have that on ivermectin, Ira Gershwin? Why can't you do that?
That's what I understand about this whole COVID thing because they tell you to go to the doctor and get checked out, but they don't do anything for you.
Yep, they don't do anything. They say, did they say take Tylenol?
No, but I did get Tylenol for my body aches, and it does help somewhat.
Why do you have body aches? That's kind of weird. Isn't that not weird? Huh?
I'm sick.
You're so invasive.
I'm sickly.
I'm telling you, we got to get before the morning is out, we got to get this kid to a doctor to get hydroxychloroquine because I don't want to call my doctors. You got to go visit the doctor to do it right.
So he's not good enough for your doctor. Is that what you're saying?
He doesn't want to use a favor on me.
I don't want to use a favor.
This is
Wait a second.
An Italian guilt kind of. Yeah, but you know what? You can't use my people. You got to use somebody on you. I don't want to be responsible. Italians do this all the time. They give you advice and then they go, but what do I know? I mean, really. You know, you got to get a test. You should get checked. Take the ivermectin. Take the Ira Gershwin.
Every time in business or whatever you suggest, it doesn't work out. You are blamed for the rest of your life.
Right.
You really are.
So you're hedging your bet.
Joe goes to my doctor. Legally, you can't really go to a doctor and get medicine. You should go see the doctor to make it.
What are you saying? Illegally? I'll
get you to my doctor if you want to go to Jersey. I will. You know, he's a great guy.
Should he really be traveling at this point?
If he's not, I would have to take a train and a bus.
Again, I think that I I think that the test is going to come back negative. I think if Joe is really experiencing serious symptoms because he was exposed on Friday, tomorrow will be a week. He's got body aches. He can still breathe. He hasn't lost his sense of smell or taste. He has not exhibited a number of the symptoms that would be COVID positive. That's all.
And the good news is Steve from Staten Island says I only have a 99.5% chance of
not listen to him. I mean, really, another medical expert.
I worry about you. I'll leave it at this. We'll go to some phone
calls.
Don't
tell him he's going to die, please.
No. You're not going to. Oh, gosh. Look at this. But did you call your doctor?
No, I didn't get to you yet because yesterday after I spoke to you, it was too late in the day, and I can't call now. I'm in the middle of doing a show with you.
All right. Promise me after the show you call your doctor, right?
I promise.
The guys at the station are driving me crazy. They want this HCQ. And he's going to say it's a placebo. It doesn't work. And you're going to say, I know. So just give me the prescription. Will you
humor
please?
Me.
Yeah, humor me. Exactly. Exactly right. Or the ivermectin we hear about. Oh, God. We worry about the kid. Look, he's coughing on the microphone.
Would you stop?
Oh, my God. And listen, just keep, and by the way, that whole computer system you have for broadcasting, keep
just
it here, Joe. It's on us.
Wait till you find out we're giving this to you. This is what I'm leaving you in the will, this microphone.
That's great. That's how I do the eulogy in that microphone, you know?
Exactly.
Okay.
All right.
Microphone
he died at.
All right, let's bring with Larry Elder, thank God, is coming up momentarily, and Professor Dershowitz as well. We worry about you, Joey. We worry about you. Deb, right? Am I right, Debbie, to worry a little bit? A little bit. It's okay to worry, right?
I'm worried about him. He was coughing there a little bit,
yeah,
and
sounds a little
congested.
Yep. No fever, though, and he still tastes and he still smells. So if he dies, it's going to be, we're going to feel. Look, at least I'm putting the red flags up, so God forbid something happens. For the record, I'm saying you should be at the doctor. Okay. There it is. My guilt-free, Al. That's it. I'm guilt-free
yes,
now, right?
You're guilt-free.
Yeah, okay, good. 921. Deb's on the roads. Larry Elder coming up on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
But if he's positive, they're not going to want him there. That's the only problem. Oh, I hope Joseph Billy is okay. Let's see what's happening right now, guys. We're going to head to Nichols Road, getting into West Road over in Selden. It's an accident over there. Also, a Southern State eastbound by the Meadowbrook, a minor accident to watch for. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. We're still seeing delays this morning at the RFK Bridge getting into town. The Harlem River Drive southbound busy down through the 120s. FDR Drive southbound solid right into the 70s. Expect delays right now as you head to the outbound GWB upper level. It's construction going on till 2:30. Inbound is okay. No problems at the Lincoln Holland. About 20 minutes getting into town. 15 northbound getting up through Lafayette. They're doing construction and taking a ride over to 1 and 9. Still kind of busy. 1 and 9 heading northbound getting up toward Grand Avenue out in Rahway. Expect delays on 6 westbound out by Route 17 in Harriman with a collision there as well. Rain later today. High of 57. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Wednesday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570, The Mission.
Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone is the only radio show in New York dedicated to promoting new forms of theater, supporting restaurants and chefs, providing information on food and beverages, and discovering innovative ways to do business. It's fun, entertaining, and informative. Have brunch with Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone. Sunday afternoons from 2 to 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager with Mike Gallagher. We want to invite you to join us for a trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October 27th to November 5th. You will be amazed and inspired in your faith.
Dennis and I have planned every detail, minute by minute, of this trip to make sure you have the best experience possible. It's something you'll never forget. Go to StandWithIsraelTour.com to reserve your spot or call 855-565-5519. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com. Aren't you ready to travel again?
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Empire State Bank. I love telling you about Empire State Bank because you can get started on your SBA 7(a) loan application. It's time to reach out to Empire State Bank. Go please to esbna.com, esbna.com. There's no SBA loan guarantee fee, and receive 3 months payment relief for a limited time only. Higher loan payments you can get. You're eligible for lower down payments, longer term, flexible uses, and there's no SBA loan guarantee fee. And don't forget, 3 months payment relief for a limited time only. Empire State Bank, they know what they're talking about. This is their wheelhouse right here. They've got business relationship managers that will track this SBA 7(a) loan for you. It's what you need now. And if you don't know what you're eligible for, what you're not eligible for, just go to please esbna.com. Now, they got locations at Empire State Bank on Staten Island, all throughout Brooklyn, all throughout the lower Hudson Valley. But Empire State Bank you could find at esbna.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Larry Elder is a broadcast legend, syndicated nationally across the country, around the world. You can hear him here on AM 970. The Answer, 8 and 10 p.m. Larry, welcome back to the show, my friend. So great to have you with us always.
Super, Joe. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, you know what? I love that you're fired up. You are so truthful on Instagram. You put the cartoons up, which is funny. You've got a road rage thing, which is great. And then, I'm telling you, you speak the truth. Give us your take on this in Minnesota, because you know what? I'm so sick of hearing that this is a race situation. A police officer made an egregious error, and they're making it and turning it into race. Give us your thoughts, Larry Elder, please.
Well, I don't know if you saw the one I put up just a few minutes ago, right before I came on, Joe, but someone called me yesterday, a young black man, angrily told me that I was dead wrong. When you were pulled over in a traffic stop, you do not have to follow the officer's command unless you think you've done something wrong. My goodness, I'm holding in my baby brown libertarian fingers, Joe, something called the Criminal Justice Institute, L.A. County DA's office, issued during a lawful stop. What measures may police routinely take to maintain control of the occupants? Quote, any vehicle stop is potentially dangerous. We recognize officers have inordinate risk, and therefore they must exercise unquestioned command of the situation. Supreme Court case, they cited. Officers' discretion, no reason need to be given. Drivers and passengers may be ordered to remain in the vehicle or ordered to reenter it. Quoting Supreme Court. Occupants may be detained at the scene pending completion of the stop. Supreme Court case cited. Occupants may be ordered to sit on the curb, weather permitting. Occupants may ask for and get ID from passengers and run warrant checks. All this is supported by the Supreme Court. My point is, Joe, virtually every single one of these traffic stops, whether Dante Wright, whether George Floyd, whether Jacob Blake, whether Eric Gardner, whether Tamir Rice, we could go on and on, Michael Brown, had they complied, they would still be alive. That does not get us to the question of what the officer did, but the whole thing would not have taken place had they complied. I think I said this last time I was on your show. Yeah. Probably the most influential black man in America is not Larry Elder. It's Barack Obama. Hmm. Obama's seen the same studies I've seen, Joe. He knows damn well the studies show that if anything, the cops are more hesitant, more reluctant to pull the trigger on a black suspect than a white suspect. He's seen the study done by that black Harvard economist, Roland Fryer, who found that out. He's seen the work done by Heather McDonald of the Manhattan Institute Out Your Way, who's done research on this stuff for years. He's seen the research done by people at Washington State that find the officers are three times more reluctant to pull the trigger on a white suspect than a black suspect. All Obama has to do is tell black people, from now on, please comply, you won't die. If anything goes down bad, sort it out later on while you're alive. Get a badge number, get a name, sort it out later on. And most of these things that we're dealing with, Joe, never would have taken place. That's point number one. Point number two, I agree with you. This is a cop with 26 years experience.
Yeah.
She's on the scene training somebody else when this happened. Clearly it was a mistake, and she's already now resigned. She's going to be disgraced the rest of her life. She'll never work in law enforcement again. I think that's punishment enough.
Yeah, Larry Elder speaking the truth. And Larry, also, this is from Larry's Instagram.
Oh, okay. One more thing, Joe.
Please.
Would we be having this conversation if the cop, Kim Potter, were black? Would it be a little more sympathetic towards her if she were black? If the answer is yes, then I submit to you that Kim Potter is being persecuted because of her race, not because of what she did.
Yeah, and the cop that pulled over Dante Ray was a black cop, so right. I don't know that they profile. You know what, and they're in an area. How do I say this? You could put this together in your beautiful, eloquent way, Larry Elder. It's like, if you're in an area and there's a lot of crime, I don't care what color the person is. If you're in, and I use the analogy of me being Italian, when Rudy Giuliani shut down the mob, he went after Italians because there were a lot of Italians in the mob.
You fish where the fish are. And look, when MLK said riots are the language of the unheard, yes. You hear a lot of people on CNN, MSNBC, justifying and minimizing these riots by quoting him. He also said, but they're also socially destructive and self-defeating, and I will always tell my brothers and sisters, this is not the way. And he also said that, Joe, in the 60s, when a person could be reasonably assumed that whatever investigation is not going to be thorough. Now you've got black people running everything. Virtually every major city has had a black mayor, a black police chief, or a black city council president, in some cases, all three at the same time. So who's conducting the investigation? The very same people that in the 60s were non-existent. So knock it off.
Yeah, you're right. And Larry, you got to walk me through this, if you'd be so kind. How you came up, and the books that you've written about fathers in the homes, and this whole area, they're abandoning, in my opinion, this whole area of the inner cities. They're more concerned with going to Guatemala or Honduras and down in Mexico, but they will not address the issues in the inner cities that you write and talk about every single day. How do you turn that around?
Yeah. We've got to be honest about it. And the issue, of course, is the destruction of the nuclear family. One of my close friends, as you know, is Tom Sohn. He's in his 90s. He grew up in New York in the 40s. East Harlem. He said my East Harlem all black high school was academically competitive with the high schools in the Lower East Side that were predominantly Italian or Irish or second and third generation European immigrants. And he said every now and then the Irish school's a little ahead, sometimes the Italian school's a little ahead, sometimes we were. There was no big achievement gap. And he said that he was the only family in his East Harlem neighborhood, the only one that did not have a dad in the house, 1940s. Fast forward now, 70% of black kids, no dad in the house. Obama said, one more time, a kid raised by a dad 5 times more likely to be poor, 9 times more likely to drop out of school, 20 times more likely to end up in jail. Now, how have we gone from having 25% of black kids outside of wedlock in 1965 to 70% now? Answer, welfare state has incentivized the women to marry the government and is allowing black men to abandon their financial and moral responsibility. And it's not just a bomb dropped on the black family, the Hispanic family also and the white family. 25% of white kids now are born outside of wedlock. The whole thing is outrageous, and it's because of our welfare state, and we're not having a conversation about that.
Yeah, Larry Elder, speaking the truth and fired up always. We always appreciate it, Larry. And don't you think, I always said this, Larry, and I know we don't want to keep you because I know you got a big day coming up, but I always wanted, like Obama, to go, and I said this on the air 1,000 times, Larry, my dear friend. Obama, go, you know, open collar, SUV, grid down the inner cities, go to the south side of Chicago. Barack Obama walking the streets, talking to the folks, explaining everything that you just said. Why in the name of God? And all they do is tell us how bad we are, how racist we are, how wrong we are, how mean we are, how bad America is. When you have the solution, just get to where the heart of the problem, listen to what you're saying, get out and walk the streets a little bit. Is that too much to ask, Larry Elder?
It is too much to ask of him, because what you're asking him is to abandon the sword and the shield the Democratic Party uses for power, and that is systemic racism. Cops are racist. Everything is racist. If Obama says, I'm sorry, I got elected with a higher percentage of the white vote than John Kerry did 4 years earlier, racism is no longer a major problem in America, the Democrats automatically begin losing power. You tell 13% of the black people that have been pulling the lever, 95% for the Democratic Party, I'm sorry, this social justice BS we told you has been BS. And all of a sudden, they start losing elections. They're not going to do that.
Yeah, Larry, I appreciate you being with us, man. We love you. We'll be listening on AM 970, The Answer. You are on fire! fire, my friend. You're on fire. And you know, I love you, man. I can't wait to see you. And hopefully we'll be doing some relief factors or something. Yeah, you know what? When you come to New York, do you ever get to New York to hang out a little bit just to come to New York anymore? No one comes to New York just for fun anymore, Larry. You know
that would be really great. One more quick thing. Thomas Sowell was once asked, same similar question you just asked me, why don't these black leaders say all of this kind of stuff? And he said, I would no more waste my time trying to tell a black leader to stop using victimhood than I would tell the mafia to stop committing crime.
Yeah. Right on the money. Larry Elder, thank you, Larry. We love you, man, and appreciate you joining us every time. Come back soon, my friend. Larry Elder's the man right there. Yes, sir. Nationally syndicated radio talk show host, heard weekdays at 8 and 10 p.m. right here on AM 970. The Answer. It's truth like you're not going to hear from anybody else from Larry Elder. You follow Larry on Instagram, read his books. He speaks the truth. And you know what? It's from the heart. And he lived it. He lived it. Ah, please. I just wish Washington would listen to that common sense of my friend Larry Elder. 9:34 with Joe on the radio. Professor Alan Dershowitz will join us momentarily. Big Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
54 degrees at 9:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A survey by a polling website shows the Garden State ranks 48th among all states. The survey was conducted by the website YouGov.com and received a little more than 1,200 responses. New Jersey finished just ahead of Mississippi and Alabama. The survey consisted of matching states in head-to-head competition, asking people which state they like better. New Jersey finished with a 39% win percentage. Governor Murphy's office didn't think highly of the survey, posting on Twitter that we don't like you either. Amazon is unveiling the second version of its wireless Echo Buds headphones that are smaller and start at just $99. The earbuds promise some of the features found in Apple's AirPods Pro, like noise cancellation, and they're 20% smaller than Apple's product. The earbuds also feature Amazon Alexa's voice assistant and a compact carrying case. Users can opt for an upgraded case that supports wireless charging for just $20 more. In sports, Blue Jays beat the Yankees 5-4, Mets over the Phillies 5-1, Knicks picked off the Pelicans 116-106, the Nets lost to the 76ers 123-117. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Al, some problems on the Hutch southbound getting down toward Weaver Street in Scarsdale. It's an accident. Traffic is really building through that stretch. Northbound Hutch getting up toward Wilmont Road in Scarsdale. Another accident as well. Busy on the Cross County eastbound getting right into the Hutch. Watch for slowdowns as you head to 280 westbound getting out toward the Stickle Bridge in Newark. And also 287 northbound up by exit 55 getting up through Wanacue and in toward Ringwood. They're doing construction there and that causes some delays. Let's go out to Route 1 southbound at Finnegan's Lane in North Brunswick. A collision was just cleared away. We're still seeing some delays here as you take a ride to the FDR Drive southbound right through the 30s. A disabled vehicle. Traffic's moving slowly on the westbound belt out by Kennedy Airport. And taking a ride to the Southern State eastbound out by the Meadowbrook. An accident there just cleared out of the way. Clouds this morning, rain this afternoon, high of 57. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. It's an instant gratification world. That's why Indeed has Instant Match. It searches millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver you people who fit your job description right away. To learn more about all Indeed's great hiring tools, visit Indeed.com/credit.
Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer with Al and Joe and Debbie. I got to tell you about Mike Connors because I feel for you if you've got to do an estate plan, you know, and you're just dreading it. I feel for you if you have nursing home costs that can exceed 15 grand a month, you know. Mike has the answers on how to protect your legacy. You get this comprehensive telephone consultation from Mike, and I'm telling you, you can keep your control of your choice of your assets. Simple as that. Connors and Sullivan Lawyers, they can customize a plan that specifically protects your interests, including your home, by the way. Let me give you the number, 718-238-6500. You'll get that free initial comprehensive telephone consultation with Mike Connors himself to discuss the issues and concerns from the security of your home. I went to Mike. I talked to Mike. He settled everything. Everything. I worried about everything. There's so many things coming at you every which way. You work so hard. You want to hold on to everything that you work so hard for. Protect your interests, please. Call Connors and Sullivan. Get a free initial comprehensive telephone consultation with Mike himself. 718-238-6500. It's 718-238-6500. Or start here, please. ConnorsandSullivan.com.
There are ideas and ideologies afoot in our culture today, lurking beneath the surface. Fault Lines is a book that will help you discern these worldviews and ideas, help you understand what they are and where they come from. Critical race theory, social justice, intersectionality. We've all heard these terms, but most of us have no idea what they mean. Fault Lines will not only help you understand the meaning of these words, but it will also help you understand the ideologies behind them. Fault Lines is a book for our day, for our time, for this moment. Because I'm not talking about something that's coming. I'm talking about something that's here. Something that has to be confronted now. This is Vody Bachum, and I want to encourage you to buy my new book, Fault Lines, available everywhere books are sold.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Okay, here we go. I'm telling you about Relief Factor one more time before we make way for Mike Gallagher. And Mike knows this. You know, Larry Elder knows it. But Larry and I, we know that, said Dr. Gorka, you know, we all take Relief Factor because you know why? It works. I'm a natural guy. I like to have everything natural. You know what I mean? So Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. It's got a powerful combination. I keep telling you this, so those botanical ingredients and fish oil, right? Four 100% drug-free ingredients. And what do? They target your body's inflammation to give you what? Wonderful relief. I'm experiencing that. I'm a living proof of that. I'm telling you right now. Now you can get the three-week quick start discounted still to only $19.95. This formula, by the way, is trusted by thousands. Did I say thousands? I said thousands. They've had the same problems as you and me. With a little pain like that, give your body the relief it needs today with Relief Factor. Please don't wait. Will you call 800-500-8384? I know you hear me, but I'm telling you, if you're in pain, if you got a family member in pain, try the three-week quick start. You got nothing to lose. It's $19.95. I'm just saying. 800-500-8384. Say bye-bye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor. And do it today. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Professor Alan Dershowitz, Harvard Law professor, host of the Dersh Show podcast, author of Cancel Culture, and friend of the program. Professor, always awesome to have you with us, sir. Thank you for taking the time.
Well, thank you. Today's a very special day for people like me. It's both Jackie Robinson Day, and I remember 1947. I was 9 years old when Jackie Robinson made his debut with the Brooklyn Dodgers. It's also Israel Independence Day. 73 right. years ago, when I was 10 years old, Israel became the first nation state of the Jewish people in 2,000 years. So I'm celebrating today. What a better place to celebrate than with you on the radio.
You're the best. Avi, if I may, Jackie Robinson, watching him play, you went to Ebbets Field, I guess it was, right? Right,
Professor? Oh, many, many times. I went to high school four blocks away from Ebbets Field. I used to stand in front and watch the players come in. And the players would all come by train. I remember Carl Perillo would get off at the train stop, and we would walk with him to the game.
Oh,
but Jackie Robinson couldn't go by train because there were threats on his life. He had to be driven to the stadium and taken into the stadium with guards because there were still people who were very upset about it. African-American playing baseball. Oh, my God, what a terrible thing. And I remember we went to our rabbi when Robinson broke in. And he hated baseball, our rabbi. He hated anything that wasn't, you know, Torah, Talmud, and the Bible. And we said to him, a new guy has just moved to town, and we want you to make a blessing for him. And we created a Hebrew name for him. We took Robinson, Rob, and son, and we created it into a Hebrew name, Genova Ben. And the rabbi got up, and he made a special blessing for him. And the next day, he hit a double, and we all became religious again.
This is the best. Let me put politics aside for a second. God bless you for doing that. And you know, I was talking to my mom, Professor, yesterday, and she was saying, where, you know, when people of color came around, they didn't even think about it back then. You didn't think about it back then. I mean, nowadays, they see it's like an industry. Racism is like an industry, and it's just to divide us. There you are, you know, you're a Jewish white kid from Brooklyn, and you're loving this new extraordinarily talented athlete in Jackie Robinson. I mean, how did we get to where we are?
We're saying to ourselves, if an African-American guy can play second base for the Brooklyn Dodgers, we Jewish kids, children or grandchildren of immigrants, we can do anything.
Exactly.
It was the most American moment. It was meritocracy.
Exactly.
People are judged, as Martin Luther King said, not by the color of their skin, but by the quality of their character.
That's right.
And I went to Ebbets Field. I probably saw him play, I don't know, at least 25, 30 times.
Wow.
I never saw him steal home base. But you know what I'm wearing on my finger today? I'm wearing Brooklyn Dodgers 1947 National League Championship ring, which I own the year Jackie Robinson broke in, and I wear it to celebrate one of the great heroes of my life.
We're supposed to talk politics, but now you got me on baseball. How fluid Jackie Robinson was when he ran the bases. You know, like I'm a Joe DiMaggio guy, a professor. You know, and I love the swing of DiMaggio. To me, has never been equal. And I'm a Mickey Mantle fan as well. But
look,
the Joe D swing.
I agree. Yeah.
You know,
but the running. You know, when Jackie Robinson got on first base, Brooklyn stopped. Everything lit up because we knew he was going to steal second. And we knew if he got to third, he was going to at least run down the baseline and scare the heck out of that pitcher and wonder whether he was going to make it home. And I still have a picture in my office. I don't have too many pictures in my office. I have Thomas Jefferson. I have Abraham Lincoln. And I have Jackie Robinson stealing home plate off Yogi Berra.
I told you this before. When I went to the museum when Yogi was alive, rest his soul, and they had they have a big wall sized picture of Jackie Robinson, that exciting slide that Jackie Robinson did, and Yogi didn't even look at the picture; he just pointed it, and he goes,
"He was out." I have the picture, and it looks like he might have been out, but you know, they gave the runner the benefit of the doubt, stealing home plate. Because it was such an extraordinary event. Look what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
A guy pitches an almost perfect game.
Yeah.
Two strikes in the ninth inning, and he hits a batter ruins the perfect game and gets the no-hitter.
Baseball
is a great sport.
You know, Avi, we got a lot to talk about. I'm so sick of the politics of it all, but let me go to Israel, for example. We appreciate your support of the state of Israel. You know me, we're both Frank Sinatra fans. By the way, how about that song? Talk about Ebbets Field. That was, and there used to be a ballpark. Remember that song? That was about Ebbets Field, I think.
Of course, Frank Sinatra loved Israel. He went to every Israel event.
Thank you.
He starred in a film about Israel. Remember, he was the pilot throwing out the hand grenade. And amazing. Frank Sinatra is an amazing guy.
He was.
You know, I told you before.
Yes, please.
He called me on the phone. He called me on the phone one day.
This is great.
And the phone rings. Yeah. And, hey, Alan, it's Frank. I said, Frank? Frank who? He says, what do you mean, Frank who? Frank Sinatra. He was calling me about Mia Farrow.
Yeah.
And Woody Allen, and he wanted to help Mia Farrow. But Frank, who? What do you mean, Frank? Who? Frank Sinatra. So it was a great moment.
That is great. But, you know, he was in Israel. In 1962, he went over there, and he helped out all the children in Nazareth, all around the Middle East, you know. And he believed in the state of Israel. What's going on? I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, Professor, but you are really the expert to speak about Israel in this regard. I feel like Joe Biden is pushing China with Russia, which is now taking Iran into this trifecta. Where does that leave the state of Israel, sir?
It leaves Israel needing to defend itself. It cannot allow Iran to develop a nuclear arsenal because they've threatened to destroy first Israel and then the United States, the little Satan and the big Satan.
Yeah.
And what Israel did the other day, how they did it, we don't know, but they blew up the facility where the centrifuges are spinning to create nuclear weapons. And they did it in a very intelligent way. Nobody was hurt, no environmental damage, and they set back the Iranian nuclear program by 9 months. That's what they have to do, and the United States has to support them. Because the idea of Iran becoming a nuclear weapon state like North Korea it would be so terrible for the whole world, not only for Israel, but for the states around Israel, the Saudis, the Emirates, and Israel's looks like they're going to have to go to it alone. I hope they get the support of the United States. But, you know, Israel has done more in 73 years of its existence to help the world than any country in its first 73 years of existence, medically, technologically, scientifically. And yet it's condemned at the UN. It's condemned all over the world. Amazing. It's just blatant anti-Semitism. We have to apply a single standard to Israel and the rest of the world.
Yeah, celebrating Independence Day, remembering the Holocaust. Do you want to never forget the Holocaust? I don't even know that they teach it in school anymore, Avi.
Today there's an article in the paper today in which a high school teacher in North Carolina said that the Holocaust was no worse than slavery. Now, slavery was horrible, horrible, horrible. But the idea of lining up 1.5 million kids and putting them in gas chambers, there's nothing that compares to that. When teachers start making comparisons,
that's right,
essentially comparing Thomas Jefferson with Adolf Hitler, that's not education.
Yeah,
that's
amen.
Propaganda. And that's what we're getting in too many of these schools that have this racism curriculum. Their goal is not to teach math and physics and science. It's to turn Americans into identity politics people who evaluate people by their race, their gender, their sexual identity, rather than by the merits of their views.
You know what, Avi, this is the best conversation we had. I love you for that. But before we let you go, packing the court, the Democrats are now going to try to pack the court. Your thoughts on that, please, Professor?
It's a terrible thing. And, you know, the president, to his credit, appointed a commission to study it for 90 days. And these radical leftists say, no, we don't have patience. We're not waiting. We're going to do it now. We want to pass a law right now, packing the court, making it 13, 14, 15. Next time around, they'll make it 20. And it's outrageous. And also, if they get to appoint four radical leftists to the court, you can say goodbye to the First Amendment and the Due Process Clause. Because people on the hard left today, as I wrote in my book, Cancel Culture, don't care about free speech or due process. They want what they want, and they want it now. They're impatient, and that's what's going on with this court packing. If I were a member of this commission, I would resign in protest. It's a slap in the face to the commission. They're going to study it for 90 days, but the Democrats in Congress have already made up their mind, and that's just wrong.
Professor Dershowitz, we appreciate it so much. And now every time I hear the song, and there used to be a ballpark where the field was warm and green, I'm going to think about you. Thank you, Professor. We always, always much appreciate you. Yes, sir. Appreciate you being with us. Thank you. There's Avi Dershowitz, my friend right there, Harvard Law Professor. By the way, please check out the Dershow podcast and check out the book Cancel Culture. Debbie Duhamel's out there doing a great job all morning long. The rain's going to come in just a little bit. That means even more traffic. For some reason, that's the phenom we haven't figured out yet. Rain means a lot of traffic, but here we go. 9:51, Deb's on the roads. Thank you, Debbie. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Have a fabulous day. Let's go out to the Southern State Parkway westbound, getting out toward the Seaford Oyster Bay. You're moving slowly. Two lanes blocked with construction. Still pretty busy on the Bruckner West in toward the Hunts Point Drawbridge. FDR Drive South in the 30s, a stalled vehicle. It's in the right lane. That's what's causing the delay over there. And we're still seeing delays on the Van Wyck northbound, getting up toward Kew Gardens with construction on the ramp to the Grand Central going on until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Inbound GWB is okay. No problems at the Lincoln. Holland about 15 in from 1 and 9. Over on Route 15, getting up through Lafayette, it's construction. 3 eastbound by the Meadowlands, construction there. 287 north, road work up by 55, getting up through Wanacue, slowing you down. Traffic is moving slowly on Stelton Road, getting out through Piscataway with a malfunctioning traffic light there. And over on the Hutch, southbound at Weaver Street in Scarsdale, a collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with My Pillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code JOEP. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and the MyPillow towel sets. You will love these My slippers. 800-651-0798. Promo code JOEP.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg welcomes back Congressman Peter King and gets an update on the effort to stop the violence from the notorious and brutal MS-13 gang on Long Island. It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 with an encore at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager with Mike Gallagher. We want to invite you to join us for a trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October 27th to November 5th. You will be amazed and inspired in your faith.
Dennis and I have planned every detail, minute by minute, of this trip to make sure you have the best experience possible. It's something you'll never forget. Go to StandWithIsraelTour.com to reserve your spot or call 855-565-5519. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com. Aren't you ready to travel again?
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Cloudy and cooler today than yesterday with periods of rain. The rain will be steadiest and heaviest this afternoon, high 57. A little rain into the evening hours, then cloudy and brisk overnight, low 43. Plenty of clouds tomorrow, breezy and cool with a little rain at times, high 54. For Saturday, clouds and some sunshine with a high near 60. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe Lumberg. He is the man right there. Well, I got to tell you about Balance 7. It's your one-stop shopping to help increase your energy levels, aid in digestion, heartburn, arthritis, so much more. Check out, please, Balance7.com. That's where you got to go. Please, Balance7.com. Learn why balancing your body is so important for the performance of your immune system. You've heard this promise from other products, but Balance 7 really does what it says it will do. Simply drink a total of 3 ounces. And within 72 hours, most people begin to have more energy, greater clarity of thought. They just feel healthier overall. Order your 1 month supply at balance7.com. Use the code word JOEFREE to save $10 off your first order. And you know what else? Free shipping. Thank you. And be one of the first 50 to purchase Balance 7 and receive smooth skin. That's an exfoliant and deep cleansing skin conditioner valued at almost $14. And that is for free as well. If you haven't hit the jackpot before, today is your lucky day. All right. Order now. Receive $10 off and a 30-day supply, free shipping, and a chance to receive smooth skin conditioner at no charge. Just use the code, please, JOEFREE. That's it. Listen, you get $10 off and free shipping off a 30-day supply, free shipping, and a chance to receive smooth skin conditioner at no charge. The code is JOEFREE.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, Mike Gallagher's coming up. You know, I want to miss Mike. Hey, and we talk about this Wuhan virus, this CCP virus, and I worry about Joe. So I'm sorry if we talk about it too much. Somebody says, "Oh, gosh, you're talking about the COVID." People are so afraid, and I feel for you, but don't be afraid. Let's be strong about it. And you know what? Why I keep talking about it too? You can. There is medicine. There is cocktails. There's medicine to take care of it. And the medical community. No, it's not the medical community. I take that back. It's the government that will not allow it to happen because I think they're bought and sold by the pharmaceuticals. I really do. The pharmaceuticals come in and say, "Look, you got to have a vaccine." But why don't we take that drug that India used or that Israel? You can't do that. You can't do that. And why can't you do that? Because that doesn't make the drug company any money. That's the point I'm making, and it's wrong. Joey, anyway, take care of yourself. Let me know what you're doing. Talk to your doctor if you would, Joe.
I will. I'm keeping an eye. I got a call from the neighbor.
Huh? What the neighbor? Did complain?
Yes, I did. For running, I had to run during one of the interviews at some point. I'm actually talking to you as I watched through my peephole for this guy. He was trying to call me again. So
wait. You ran, but how about you run? What do you run? You mean you just went across the room for a second?
Well, I had to run to the John at one point. So
this guy's got to get a grip. I mean, really.
Are you supposed to float on air? I mean, come on.
He's offering me the Chinese food again, so.
Yeah. Listen, you know what? Just tell him, look, God, I've got the virus, and you'll never hear from
him. Oh, he wants to leave it at the door. I tried that.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Joey, take care of yourself. Call your doctor. Please, just call your doctor.
You know I will.
Albert, thank you. Let's do this again tomorrow.
Thank you.
Friday tomorrow. You made it to the week. Come on. I see the phone calls. I love you. Will you call me tomorrow, please? 877-970-2999. And a great show, Joe. Thank you very much. Great show, boys. Debbie, thank you. And Joe Lundberg, thank you. Thank you for listening. Do me a favor. Make it the best day ever because you deserve it.